Are you ready to roll the dice? Friday, January 7th, RuPaul's Drag Race is back on VH1. In this season, victory never tasted so sweet. 14 new queens are all game to play, but only one will make it to the end to wear the superstar crown. Who will turn the fiercest looks? Who will make the biggest moves? And who will just spin out? Get ready, because with game-changing judges like Lizzo and Alicia Keys, anything's possible. And for the biggest treat of all, for the first time in herstory, a one-of-a-kind candy bar could make a queen's wish come true. In this sweet and sour twist, one lucky player might just get the chance to stay instead of sashaying away. Hope you saved some room for dessert. Don't miss the season premiere of RuPaul's Drag Race Friday, January 7th at 8, 7 Central, only on VH1.
So today we're talking about RuPaul's Drag Race because the season 14 premiere of RuPaul's Drag Race is January 7th. And today, Kati and I are taking a walk down memory lane and highlighting some of the most iconic moments in Drag Race history.
Yeah. January 7th, 2022. We were on Drag Race, I think, 2016 or 2014. It's hard to remember.
That's crazy.
It's been a while. It's been a long ass time.
It was honestly possibly 2014, right?
Yeah, because I think I did 2014 and 2016 with the All-Stars.
Something
like that. It was wild.
Jesus.
Season 14.
I'm life 14. Force insecure.
Seven. Oh my God. It's a full round of seasons since we did season 7.
It does feel that long ago though, doesn't it?
It feels even longer.
Longer.
Feels like longer. I feel like I should be 50. I know I look it.
I was a child when I did that show.
You were?
24.
Yeah.
24. And I've never barely left Wisconsin at the time. I mean, I'd never even seen drag like some of the people had on drag. I was so in over my head and so out of my league, it's not even funny.
I know, and I remember thinking, I'm like, I'm going to be realistic about this. Like, I need to go on this show thinking that I could be nobody or that I could be somebody, but I need to accept all scenarios. And I wasn't able to accept the fact that I was like nobody. You know what I mean? I wasn't able to accept that fully. It was a big gag.
Well, the audience accepted it.
Yeah, they sure did.
They really went with it. They believed it. We are on my patio.
I love this. Why haven't we been doing this?
I don't know. I mean, I hope that the sound is half okay.
I know. I feel like it's going to be loud. Will we know?
I don't think so.
You don't think so? Is there?
Well, this is it. This is.
I mean, we're in the middle of Hollywood.
Hollywood. We're here in Hollywood, honey baby.
She's right over there. I wish you could see it, but you can't.
You can't see it. It's the Hollywood sign. I will say this. It's part of why I bought the place. It made me feel fancy.
It is pretty fucking fancy. It reminds me of Hollywood. What's your dream? Pretty Woman.
Never seen it. Never seen it. Beautiful Lady?
You've never seen Pretty Woman?
No. There's a lot of stuff I just haven't seen. I also still haven't seen 9 to 5. Never seen Working Girls. There's a lot. You've never seen Mean Girls.
I've seen Mean Girls.
Brandon Lim, my assistant, has not seen Tu Wong Fu. Which I'm like, what? You've heard Brandon talk. He's like gayer than Christmas. I'm like,
I am stunned and floored.
Because Brandon talks like a drag queen.
No. I'm back to you. The Working Girl, mm-hmm. 9 to 5, mm-hmm. Pretty Woman.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful Lady.
Beautiful.
Attractive female.
It was a trilogy. It was a Pretty Woman, Regular Woman, and then Ugly Woman.
Oh, because she aged.
Yeah.
That's tough. We're on the patio today. Man. I think that these are dynamic microphones, which...
Okay.
You notice
how when I... You can't hear it at all. Yeah.
So if you point these at cars, you'll pick up cars.
Okay. Hey, Tiffany, down there in the Honda, the Hyundai Elantra, what do you got to say?
This, Tracy, do you want to make a cameo? Sure.
I think you should. Oh, right. That's the T mark. Mark.
Tracy Marquez, who I met. Tracy Marquez, our guest today. No, not our guest. I just love you so much. I just look forward to working with
you.
Mama, you
don't need nothing. You don't need nothing. You're prettywoman.com.
We love queer women who have shit going on.
Yeah.
You have such a calm energy. How does somebody who has so much responsibility bring chillness to the table?
Life is hard enough already. Just
great
be calm.
Attitude.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, great attitude.
Well, it's already, like, everything works out in the end. If it's not working out, it's not the end. So we might as well just be chill.
I love that. I did cut you off. I did think you were done. I'm sorry about that.
but I'm not even the guest on the podcast.
How's it going today?
Inches
away. Okay, great.
Incredible, incredible. Wait, I love that. If everything works out in the end, if it hasn't worked out yet, it's not the end. That's it.
Because, honey, what you see
isn't always the end.
Isn't always the end.
Well, shit.
Well, we have a great topic today. We have the distinct pleasure of taking a walk down memory lane. I'm actually really proud of us for not talking about Drag Race that often.
Yeah, we pretty much, I mean, I think we abandoned our beauty podcast a little while ago.
Hey, we're still bald, and many of our guests
still
have been beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We don't need to stay on theme. Mama, we are the theme. But yeah, we have avoided talking about Drag Race quite a bit, which I think is good too.
I think it's good too. Yeah. Everybody who's watching this or listening to this, because I know when we don't make video for the podcast, people really unhinge. So we're back.
Yeah.
People already have seen us on television. So I don't think we need to sit here and talk about and also, something the audience already knows.
Yes. And also, we don't need to add our voices to the din of already many, 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 many podcast or recap, you know, recap shows and stuff like that.
I know.
Yeah. But we'll do it today.
We'll do it today. I like talking about Drag Race. I just often feel like I don't have anything left to say about it.
Oh, I got plenty to say. I got plenty to say. And if I don't have anything left to say, I'll make it up. Make it up.
Yeah, and not to scare anybody who's watching, but the pod is sort of on borrowed time. So if you're enjoying this today, make sure you subscribe and all that, because I'm not always going to be there. James Mansfield told me.
I love this. Say it again.
James Mansfield told me his mom, he said it's a Mexican thing. His mom would be like, go make your bed. Because I'm not always going to be here to do it for you. The mom is planting the seed of like, I'm going to die. Yeah. So you better do this chore.
If you don't do the dishes, my dead corpse won't be there. I love that. I love that.
That's you telling me to set up for the pod.
I was like, yeah, but that 1 + 1 = 2. So what? I don't get it. It doesn't really work on me. All right. So let's see. So the RuPaul's Drag Race. All right. Couple firing off some questions for you. What season are we in currently?
Is 14th.
See, I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. Okay. 14.
I'm DJing at the premiere here in Hollywood.
Are you really?
Yes, I am.
Can I get an invite to that?
Probably.
Okay, because I'm still a little bit raw about not getting invited to the premiere of We're Here season 2.
You should. Should we call Bob?
No. No.
Call Bob the drag queen.
Call Bob the drag queen. Okay.
I'll handle this.
I really don't know what. Oh. Mary, what do you have to say for yourself?
Hello.
Hi, Bob. How are you?
I'm great. How are you? I'm on speakerphone.
Oh, you're on speakerphone. Well, you're always on speakerphone, girl. And you know what? Your hands are never doing nothing. But that's like another conversation.
That's not the case. I'm over here. I'm over rehearsing with Todrick right now.
Hi, Trixie.
Hi, Todrick. How are you?
I'm good. We were just watching your video.
Oh,
that's true, actually.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very, very much.
Where are you?
I'm on my patio. Katya and I are recording The Bald and the Beautiful right now. You're on live. Hello.
Oh, hi, everyone. Hey. Hi, Bald and the Beautiful.
Hi.
Congratulations on Masked Singer, Todrick, by the way. You were so great.
Thank you. I hope you get to be on it one day. That would be the highlight of my life. I can imagine what you would do.
I know.
Hey, listen, you can call Todrick on his phone if you want to talk to him. This is a call.
Well, I'm calling on...
I'd like some attention.
I'm calling on behalf of Katya because Katya was never formally invited to the We're Here premiere, and we just wanted to ask you about that.
Yeah.
Why Katya wasn't invited to the
We're Here season 2 premiere party here in Los Angeles. Yeah. I seem to have been the only drag queen.
I don't know. Maybe the reason why I wasn't formally invited to...
Well, listen, I seem to be the only drag queen not invited to that party. And I was home alone doing nothing on I think it was Friday night. And I just watched the pictures come in. I just watched so many pictures. Oh, just the feeds and feeds and feeds of pictures.
Whatever's worth to you, we also didn't invite RuPaul. She was also not invited.
Okay.
Bob's in control of the guest list.
That makes me feel a lot better.
Bob said, guess who's not here? You.
Perfect.
You know, they have like some strict thing with their people they're invited. So a lot of us had to actually invite people from the staff, like the camera crew and stuff. We had to use our invites to invite people who were in the show because of the strict protocol with COVID numbers. So I actually used all my invites to invite people from the staff, and I didn't even invite Monet. I didn't know she was coming. It was a surprise to me.
Yeah.
There was two lists. We're here and we're not here.
And we know where you all were. No, also, I just watched the Christmas movie last night.
Uh-huh.
And there were two parts in there. Have y'all seen the Christmas movie yet?
Yes, I have. James Mansfield, so good.
I was thinking to myself, I feel like there was a role for Trixie and a role for Katya just clearly written into this.
Well, those are your words, not ours. Thank you for coming on The Bald and the Beautiful.
All right, bye.
Hi. I don't know. Listen, as an employee of World of Wonder and a Drag Race champion, and I don't know what she's talking about, and I won't go along with it.
No, I'm not going to. No, thank you. Chaos, confusion, madness, and drama.
I'm not going to entertain it.
No, and I'm not going to contribute to, I'm not going to add fuel to the fire of insanity.
but to complete your question, we are on 14.
14, season 14. That is including 5 or 6 All-Star seasons?
I got 6 now.
6. So and that's 2019 seasons?
Plus the Hollis Lay Spectacular.
I think it's about 25 seasons of Drag Race. I bet. Celebrity Drag Race. And then not even international. There is so much Drag Race. But I think it's wonderful.
It's wonderful. But yeah. You know what?
What?
Everybody who works there does such a good job, and the show is only good because everyone there makes it good.
Yeah.
And we are part of that.
I know.
We are.
I know. We're part of the legacy.
The legacy. The leg.
Legacy. I think we're season 7 was pretty much across the board regarded as the most boring one.
Well, that's what you'd think.
Yeah.
But, you know, it followed 6, which was incredible.
Yeah.
4, 5, and 6 were some of the best of all time.
Yeah.
And 7, yeah. Well, I think it was just sort of a, you know, in like the game shows where they're like, not a match, when the word's not a match.
Yeah.
The cast didn't match the challenges, I'll say that.
That's very true.
I often found myself feeling like none of us did that great in any challenge.
No, yeah. It's like a lot of wasted talent, a lot of potential. There was a lot that could have happened that could have, would have, should have happened.
Mm-hmm.
It was strange.
However, it was, let's be fucking honest. Then you watch season 8 and you're like, oh, season 7 had amazing runways and we took them for granted, didn't we? I mean, Violet, Fame, etc. raised the bar permanently on drag.
Yes, actually. They raised Fame the price tag too.
Fame had wigs like RuPaul's wigs.
I know. I had never seen any of those wigs. Like,
I'd never seen something like that.
In the way that she put them back like a newborn baby.
I
like
know.
The baby Jesus.
I know.
Yeah. I was like, you don't just throw it in a bag wet. You don't just throw it in a bag wet.
You don't taste that shit.
She sure didn't though. And Maurice Newhouse. Catch it. Maurice Newhouse. Sounds like Paris, France. Real fancy. Maurice Newhouse. That's the wig maker.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm using Maurice Oldhouse. I'm using the hand-me-downs.
I got a quote from him one day. I said, like, I would love a fancy wig. And I said, I looked at the quote and I said, okay, thank you so much. And I'll see myself out of the store. Thank you. Thank you.
I'll just cut off my arm and leave it here in tribute.
Well, okay.
Yeah, the people had different. I mean, people just had good drag on 7. Not me, not you,
not
but some people.
Me, bitch. And I, you know,
Kennedy had some really cool, big, flashy pageant drag.
Yeah, she had some cool drag. She had some. Yeah,
Ginger had some of the biggest jewelry I've ever seen in my life.
I know.
Jasmine,
some of the biggest open sores. Yeah. Huge source.
Jasmine's shoe collection, jewelry collection. I mean, there was some kind of great drag on 7.
Yeah,
that's all.
There was. Yeah.
But you know, looking back, it did accidentally produce some of the biggest stars of the franchise, so whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, and some of the richest.
Oh, apparently. By the way, I love that RuPaul goes on Jimberly Kimball and says, let me tell you about Trixie Mattel. She is rich. As if RuPaul is a latchkey boxcar child.
I know. RuPaul, food insecure.
RuPaul was doing Anne Hathaway in Les Mis with a short haircut singing. We're on my patio using sunlight as lighting.
Yeah. Trying to cut on the electric bill. Yeah, you are
apparently
not.
I'm rich.
I'm obsessed.
Everyone's
I
been texting
that.
Me saying, so you're rich. And I'm like,
I can't believe that. It's all part of the plan. I think she's laying the foundation for something. You watch out. Something's coming.
Well, after the interview, she immediately called me and asked me to borrow money. And I said, no, thank you. Not this time. Goodbye.
No, thank you, Ruth. No, no, Ruth Paul. Oh, my God.
Well, I've done Jimberly Kimball once. I judged like a competition on that show once.
Are you serious?
Yes.
When?
Like 2 years ago, I judged a belly flop competition with Nicole Byer and Sean White.
Okay.
Olympic gold medalist.
Oh, yeah.
And then the Jimberly Kimball directed Crank Anchors. Which I was in.
That's right.
So I remember I was on a Zoom with a James Kimmel and he comes on and goes, I'm going to need you to call them back and this is what you're going to say. And I'm like, oh my God. It's
really?
You. Yeah.
Was he nice?
Yes, but that was by far the hardest job I've ever had.
Why is that?
Crank anchors, you're calling real people.
I don't know if I could do that.
And you're fucking with, you're pushing the envelope so far.
You're prank calling.
I had to do about six places over the course of the day, different scenarios. One of them, I don't think they used it. Oh, yes, they did. I had to call a big and tall store and say that I was coming in with my boyfriend who's 4 feet tall and he likes to feel tall. And I had to ask, can everyone walk on their knees that day? Can everyone talk to him in a high voice? Can they lower the doorway so he hits his head on the way in? Can they hang shorts in the pants section?
Did they buy any of it? Were they up for any of it?
That guy really was, because some people are more focused on giving great customer service.
Oh, man.
The Christian store that had to call and ask why they don't have drag queen nativity scenes, I think they caught on pretty quickly.
Sniffed. Yeah, they were sniffing. Oh, that's a bummer.
They got so mad at
me.
I'm
sure they get fucked up. They get fucked with all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then one of them was a restaurant, and eventually the guy goes, all right, you're very funny, but we have to get back to work here.
Okay.
And I was like, you think I'm funny?
Really?
Anyway, I love Jimberly Kimball, and now he thinks I'm rich because of RuPaul. So.
Well, I love that. Well, what? Mark your fucking, count your days, bitch. Count your days.
By the way, everyone who works for me probably saw that and is like,
interesting.
Asking for a raise.
His paycheck's a little light. So, okay, well, Drag Race, we're here to, what are we doing? We're sort of...
Well, we're going to dive into some very personal opinions about RuPaul's Drag Race.
Okay. So 2 to 3. So the first segment is about lip sync performances.
Mm.
I want you to think about your 2 to 3 top faves of all time. And then I'll say mine. And I, Celebrity Drag Race, mm-hmm. I noticed they did 90-second lip syncs.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, where's this? Where's this from the regular show?
Give me 15 seconds.
But 90 seconds is perfect. It felt like, you know how we do the full song on Drag Race?
Yeah.
And it feels long.
It does.
It feels long. Don't you think it feels long?
Well, drag queens are used to audiences, taking money. You're also on a fake stage with performing for essentially...
No walls.
And people don't know this. The judges are here.
Yeah.
And then everyone who works in the production, probably 50 people during the lip sync, everybody comes and kneels out of camera and watches.
Yeah, it's nerve-wracking.
PAs, everyone, because they also personally know you and they all kind of have personal, what they think will happen.
Yeah.
So do you want me to go first? Because I'm going to make you uncomfortable with one of mine.
Okay, sure.
Ewan Kennedy doing Roar was incredible.
That's yeah, that was good. That was fun.
And you sold it after, you sold it like she obliterated you.
No, I think it was, I wasn't so humiliated when it was happening.
When you watched it, were you like, oh, I did good?
Yeah, I did. And I was like, I'm glad that we both picked like different parts to do different things. Like she jumped off the stage at that one point where in the song, it wouldn't have made sense for me to punctuate that. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? But I think it both worked in a way that didn't seem like I was desperate.
No, it was amazing.
Yeah, it was good.
Also, you had to lip sync against... One of the best lip syncers in the history of the art form of drag. Not even Drag Race.
I know. No shit.
So the fact that you didn't get humiliated is amazing.
Yeah, that's good.
That being said, I lip synced against her and I won. So I don't know. I don't know what you were doing. Sorry.
Well, you know, listen.
My other favorite.
Oh, my God.
You were there for this, which I'm so jealous of. Shut up and drive. Oh, bitch.
It was good.
It's Alyssa Milano. It's Melissa Edwards.
Yeah.
It's Melissa Edwards and Tatiana Edwards. It's just so good.
Their outfits were good. I think is this true? Let me know if this is true or not. Did All Stars 2 start, did we start the trend of being able to change for the lip sync? Was that where it started?
Yes, because of your latex.
Yeah. I feel like I'm not credited as the start of that.
Let them know.
I would like you to know that I started that.
Did you know Shangela invented the mirror message? In season 2, Shangela is the first one to leave a mirror message.
She invented that?
She's the first one to do it, and then everyone did it.
Wow.
Gaggy.
Trailblazer. Risk taker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I beat that whore too.
You did.
I did.
You did. You did. You did through just honest to goodness hard work.
Yeah,
hard work and diligence.
And a lot of luck.
Yeah.
All Stars is the ultimate Rue Goldberg machine.
Rue Goldberg.
Because so many things have to happen in your favor.
Yeah. Yeah. Randomly. So many dings and whistles and hoo-has and little trains and that have to go off before you can even get your little cookies.
And then I would say my third favorite... I mean, Honestly, I don't recall.
I'm gonna say what mine is. The damn rose petals.
You lived?
Well, yeah, but I also, like, looking back, I was like, holy shit, what a giant thing it was. Like, those, she stuffed her gloves and her wig with rose petals. But from the reaction, you would think that she cured the cancer, she cured the AIDS, and she found a way to eradicate world hunger.
It is. It is
child abuse.
It was beautiful.
Oh,
but the word is disproportionate.
Disproportionate. Yeah, yeah. It was beautiful. It was perfectly executed, mm-hmm. and it was great. It was smart and wonderful.
Can I talk out of school for a second?
Absolutely.
I keep my ears and I tie myself to the tracks. Is that what it means? No.
Yes, yeah.
I keep my ear to the ground. I feel the tracks.
Yeah.
I've heard rumblings around the office at WOW.
Yeah.
That maybe perhaps they didn't see that ending going the way it did. But that's the beauty of final lip syncs. If you truly bring a final lip sync that slays, you can just scoop that win.
Yeah, you scoop right in.
Because I'm a diehard Shay person. So when Shay called me the next day, it goes, I lost to Whitney Houston lip sync and my mom was watching. I'm like, no.
Oh, man.
Yeah. But that's the beauty of it. Sasha came in there and said, I'm about to stun on all you whores.
Yeah. And it, you know what? It's a great, like, I was like, oh, of course. Because you can't just, like, expect, I think at that point, was that season nine?
It was nine.
Yeah, it was season nine. You know, it's another lip sync that's just kind of like, you know, you can't expect it to just kind of boot scoot your way to the top, even though I was sure that Shay was going to win.
Well, Shay's such a good lip syncer. You do got to pull out some stunt.
You got to pull out something.
Shay.
Although what happened, you know, the domino effect is that then cut to season 10 and you got Jiffy Pop, popcorn sitting up there. You got popcorn on the stove sitting up there.
I'm unavailable to further discuss.
You got Jiffy Pop on the stove.
We got to define what a reveal is.
Thank you. So a reveal, as Webster's Dictionary defines it in drag, is in a standalone outfit that is good and worthy of enjoyment on its own merits.
Thank you.
Regardless of whether or not it doth reveal to something, which it does.
Yeah.
So two outfits, two complete looks is involved in a reveal. Mm-hmm. Not Jiffy Pop and then a bathing suit.
Yeah. Do you remember that? Was it season
10? Eureka, Aquaria, and somebody else were literally up there at like Jiffy Pop.
Jiffy Pop. It was Jiffy Pop. They looked like the bag that Crown Royal comes in. That purple like velvet bag. But you know what?
There were girls back in the day who like would do reveals at the drag show, you know, before Drag Race, and would be wearing like a shitty bathroom robe or something. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, that's not a reveal because it's like a horror that you then take off. You know what I mean? Like, it's crazy.
No, I know exactly what you mean.
It's crazy.
You know, drag locally, it's a different budget. I remember girls who did the black choir robe a lot. It's like cheap choir robe. We've all done it.
We've all done it. Yeah.
Of course I've done it. I used to do it with trash bags. I used to do it with shitty fur coats, fake fur coats.
Yep.
You know, and that's what makes reveals amazing though, is that they are difficult to execute.
Yeah.
And when they work well, it's gaggy.
It's gaggy. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But you should not see it coming from a mile away. You shouldn't see like...
They agree.
Yeah.
Oh, see, something's going on.
Ooh, something's
happening. This corner is wild.
Okay. We got some action down on the corner. We got a man... who is interesting, completely nude and rock hard.
I think he's using a bird scooter as a mobility device, which I just don't know. I'm not sure.
Well, it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Dusk is when the most accidents happen, though.
Yeah, things get really confusing after 4. That's what I've found in Hollywood.
This is when things get dicey.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's sort of like Grindr after 1 a.m. Nothing good's happening.
Nothing. No. Yeah. Then you get the tweak, tweak, tweak.
Tweak, tweak, tweak.
Tweaker city. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Nobody's like you up at 5. Like,
no. And that's when the worlds collide. You get the morning crowd and then the after hours crowd mixing and mingling. And it's mm-hmm. like, ooh. Because you know that people, like, they wake up at 5 a.m. and try to get a little nut before work.
I do.
On Grindr. They really do.
I think the older men do that.
Or just the people who get up early.
Good for them, though. You know what, though? There's a finite, gotta go.
Absolutely. It's all business. Uh-huh. That's where, when I was a hooker, my friend who was also a hooker, she was like a you know, a street walking pavement pounded hooker. She said, it's lunch and it's the morning shift. That's good. Really, yeah, that's like what you want. And it's, but it's tough though, because you make appointments, you get in drag at 7 a.m. and nobody show up.
Oh, but then you get unlimited nights and weekends. rollover plan.
Jiffy pop.
You roll over the morning drag to lunch.
Yeah, the lunch shift.
The lunch
that
shift.
Quick blow and go lunch shift.
All right, so you love the So Emotional lip sync. What else you got?
I did. I also love, I think my favorite, I loved the one where they, where Ginger cut the boobs off. That nasty, nasty.
I think we're alone
season
now.
Season 7. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was like the most stupid, crazy, dumb lip sync. But I remember being there. Maybe it was because I was there in person. But like when she gave herself a mastectomy on stage, I thought that was really special.
That was gaggy.
Yeah, she was always so great. Ginger's a fantastic lip syncer.
She's fantastic at everything.
Yeah, she really is. She'll like sell. I mean, she would never go on stage and be boring.
Bitch Who Stole Christmas. I was like, Ginger could play any of these parts.
Really?
Any of them.
I haven't seen it yet.
She's great. So what else? So you live for the mastectomy?
I live for the mastectomy. And then I would probably say, what is my number one of all time?
There's a few where like whatever, whenever someone lip synced, they always turned it. Jaden? Jaden Dorf Ears?
Oh, it's the Natalie Cole. It's
this will be
that one. The princess.
Yeah, the princess.
Dieter Ritz. It was Dieter Ritz and the princess?
Yeah. Gaggy.
That was a perfect example of an excellent lip sync. Mm-hmm. I mean, she was wearing whatever, looked good, you know. She looked fine. Let's just say that she looked fine. And
she had this wig on, I think.
Oh, she did. Yeah. I think mine's a little bit smoother, a little bit
closer to the scalp.
Yeah. But it was just delightful. I was like,
it's good. It's good.
It was like peppy and lovely, and I would rewatch it because I don't really. I kind of tune out during the lip syncs. To be honest,
you do.
I do.
I think a lot of people are opposite. They skip to the lip sync.
Yeah, 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 yeah. I like the runway, and then when it comes to lip syncing, I'm like, ugh, I don't know.
I don't know. I love the runways.
I love the runways. Yeah, but you know what? I can't stand.
Tell me.
I really need them to stop. And this was like, I think it reached its fever pitch during Utica season, and she was often criticized for it. The mugging on the runways. I just stop it.
Honorable
stop
mention.
It.
Did you watch Utica
stop
season?
It. Yeah.
She had this great lip sync to Fascinate. Fascinated by Avenue B. I'm fascinated by your love, boy. Uh-huh. Utica's a good lip syncer.
Okay. Yeah, I don't doubt that. She's incredible at drag.
You are a good lip syncer too.
I'm fine. Yeah.
You're let's say above serviceable. You are good.
I think that's every why I've lost so many times. The most times.
People don't know this. What? I have 4 losses under my belt.
I got
lip
five.
Syncs, and you have 5?
5, I think so.
Combined, 5. We have 9.
Yeah. Mama, that's, you can't come for that. Try again, Jiffy Pop. It's not going to happen.
I've won 1 lip sync, and it was arguably because it was the top 2, and I had so many more wins than Kennedy.
Right. That was your win. You're winning. But you know what? When you go hard. You know, you get to, shit. It's like, if you're going to win, you might as well win it all.
Yes, I know. Do you know what Naomi Osaka?
The tennis player?
Yeah. Yeah. So
she lip synced before?
Last year, she was at the World Championship, like Grand Slam.
Yeah.
And Serena Williams got disqualified for talking back to the referee.
Yes.
And so by default, the world watched Osaka win without really beating.
Yeah. By technicality.
Although it could be argued, such a fabulous athlete. Could have beat Serena, absolutely. It could have gone the same way.
Yeah.
And so we had to watch her receive her world title
while
she cried and the audience booed. And I'm going to be honest, it gave me All-Stars 3 flashbacks.
Really?
Because people
were
so mad about Shangela that everyone was like, how are you holding up? And I'm like, I'm good. My dream came true. How are you?
Yeah, it's like you got the golden ticket, but it was like it was hidden within this like sack of shit that was hurled through your bedroom window. Yeah.
But you know how delusional I am?
Yeah.
I was on cloud 9 and until the interview started the next day and they go, have you been online? And I'm like, no, I've been living. How are you?
Really? Was that the most annoying like press you've done? It has to be.
Well, no, because if you win or lose, you talk to the same outlets.
Okay.
The conversation just starts with congratulation or sorry. Gotcha. It's the same interviews, gotcha. Same outlets.
Gotcha. I mean, that sucks. That genuinely sucks.
It did.
To have kind of like a consolation, or what do you call that? Like, if you win by default or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah. I mean, it was still like, I was still thrilled about it. I was one of the happiest
the
moments.
Money.
Yes. And like confetti raining from the sky crying. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it. However, do I wish I would have like had to fight Shangela to the death?
Yeah.
Yes.
Right.
Of course.
And then they still would be pressed if you won over her. They would hate you probably even more, you know?
Who knows?
Yeah. No matter what way you slice it, someone's always going to have a problem with it.
T.
And that person is
including lip sync. Including lip syncs, though, because before RuPaul calls it, if you've ever been in a gay bar, people are like, no, I think she won. I think she won.
Could go, yeah.
Sometimes it's a landslide.
Sometimes you know. Sometimes you have no idea. Sometimes it's a huge upset when it's like you. I mean, sometimes there doesn't seem to be any rhyme or reason.
Yeah.
Well, you've been on that one? That one with Pearl? I was like, come on.
Oh, I forgot
season
about
7.
That.
Yeah. I was shocking. Truly shocking. I mean, season 7 was, I think, the season of like, excuse me, what now? What was that? What was that?
That was the weirdest experience. I completely forgot about it. But you know what, though? The older I get and the more I look back, the more I'm like, she probably did do better than me. I'm delusional. I always think I'm doing great. So like,
I know, but I mean,
she probably did do better than me.
I don't know. Because sometimes I feel like the same thing. I'm like, I was there. I remember. But then also, yeah.
Exactly.
My memory
I'm gonna
is
my perception.
Way.
Of course, I was 24 and I was like, I did their best. So looking back, I'm like, maybe you did it, bitch.
Yeah. You also said you were a makeup artist with that makeup looking like that. Boo-boo. Which is so great. So great.
And now I have a makeup company. And what?
There you go. See, that's the thing. That's the thing.
What else you got?
I wish.
Anything else to drag me?
Yeah, seriously. Hold on. Let's see. Okay. Best Snatch Game performances.
Oh, shit. There's so many good ones.
I only recently, within the last 2 months, have watched your season of Snatch Game. The All Stars 3 Snatch Game. And
do we have to talk about it?
Nope, we don't. All I'm going to say is that I finished the video and I closed the computer and I looked at the wall.
All Stars 3 didn't have that many good Snatch Games at all.
No, it was
It was Snatch Game insecure.
Yeah, yes, it
was Snatch Game insecure.
Yes, it was.
There's a few that I just think are really, really amazing. Obviously, Jinx as Little Edie, sort of like set a precedent for how good a Snatch Game could be.
Yes. Yeah. I loved Got Make His Paris Hilton. I thought it was so smart and good.
Gaggy.
Yeah. And also she got the look down and she got the whole like essence of it really well. You know, like it wasn't like side splittingly funny to me, but it was like really smart. And I was like, oh yeah, you got that. You know what that is. Yeah.
Bob, Carol Channing, halfway through. I asked Bob, like, did you tell anyone? He goes, no, I was afraid they'd say no. So I just did it.
That's the attitude. That's the attitude.
Bob,
that's Bob. Steamroller. Bulldozer.
Bob's like, I'm not going to tell anyone because I won't be controlled either way. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I was like, I'm doing it.
Absolutely, yeah. Who is my favorite one of all time? I think my favorite was Little Richard's up there.
Bitch.
That's up, like...
Little Richard is
unhinged.
One of the...
Unhinged. And nobody had done the boy stuff at that time, Trailblazer. That was really... Yeah.
Kennedy, if you're listening to this...
Crazy. That was so unexpected.
But then in All Stars, she did Phaedra Parks and it was a flop. So it's hard. It's hard to do well in Snatch Game and have to live up to it.
Yeah, that's why, like, I think same thing happened to Tatiana. She, like, it was a fluke and then she flopped. Fluke and then flop. And,
Fluke Wilson.
Yeah, Fluke Wilson. And then flop, Floppingham Mortimer or something. Yeah, I don't know. I hate the Snatch Game. As a viewer,
people love it. I don't necessarily gag for it.
No, not anymore.
I'll tell you this,
not
though.
Not anymore.
And I might tell you this in personal experience.
Okay.
It's the one that if you do badly, it will never be forgiven.
I know.
If you flop a sewing challenge, no one remembers it.
No.
You flop a dance challenge, no one cares. You flop that, it's all people will ever think about.
Yeah. It's like, well, yeah, it's bad. It's a stink that follows you.
It is.
It's a stink that follows
it
you
is.
Around. Yeah.
I'm fine with it now.
Yeah.
I'm at peace with it.
I don't like either of my Snatch Games, but I do remember feeling significantly more comfortable the second time.
Oh, you just were great doing both times.
Yeah. Okay. So the favorite looks, styles, makeup of all time. Jesus Christ. This
oh my
is
God.
Hard.
I can go off.
Do you have like a top three sitting in your brain?
Raven. Everybody you see on Drag Race now, Pretty much a lot of them are doing Raven in some iteration.
Yeah, that's totally fair.
India Farah. I think she has one of the most amazing makeups in history of Drag Race.
It's so much. There's so much makeup.
The amount of Roxy.
Roxy.
Roxy Andrews, the bottom lashes. I mean, she's just the makeup artistry. Naomi Smalls, Kimberly, Kimchi.
Kimberly, yeah.
Kimchi changes her face dramatically every time.
Every single time. Yeah. Every time. And then I look at her like sort of makeup journey on Drag Race, and then I look at my own and I'm like, interesting. We have a fascinating makeup artist on the one hand, and then we have this woman who doesn't seem to feel the need to wear any makeup or lashes or anything.
Or lipstick. Even.
Lipstick, yeah.
Mayhem Miller. Mayhem Miller's makeup is just absolutely to die for.
Yeah, she's good. You like big drag paint. Yes, you like big.
Tammy Brown.
Okay, well, so that's a little bit different. That's a little bit different.
Well, Matthew Anderson said that Tammy Brown's the only person who's ever been on Drag Race that he wouldn't change a thing about the face.
Really?
Because he said Tammy's just perfect.
Wow. That is a damn compliment. And that's a compliment.
Aquaria's makeup is pretty out of this world.
I know. I look at her and I'm like, how does she do it? And it's like, well, the 21-year-old skin doesn't hurt, you know?
It doesn't.
But her skin is fucking flawless. It's incredible.
But a stretch on her skull. And that's tough. I mean, there's not like a lack of great makeup artists.
No.
Fame. I mean, Fame just blew my mind.
Yeah. I love her face.
Yeah.
I love her face.
It's so technical. It's like looking at a sketch of a fashion drawing or something.
Yeah. It is absolutely stunning. And she's my age, almost. She's a little younger than me. And her skin looks 25 years younger than mine. And it appears about, you know, three times as tight.
Her skin looks like clay still on the wheel. Wet, smooth. And yours has been fired, you know?
And baked. Fallen off the shelf and then swept up into the bin. Yeah. I mean, she is truly beyond this planet beautiful.
It's just unreal what she does. She's amazing.
Yeah. Okay. Who else? I think my favorite makeup of all time would have to be Fame. I think Raven is the second for drag, but Fame, just in terms of beauty, woman, everything, it's Miss Fame.
And some people have gotten so great. Monique Hart's face at this present day is unbelievable.
Oh, yeah. Who do you think has had the best glow up? Oh, we got a little action down on the...
The best glow up?
I would say Jinx.
Oh, Jinx is just beautiful.
So refined. Yeah.
The makeup is just
stunning.
Oh, you know who else's makeup? Roger.
Roger. Oh,
Raja. I call her Roger.
Yeah, Roger. Roger.
We did a show together in Provincetown, totally. And we sat next to each other, and I watched her get ready every day. She gets ready in 20 minutes.
And she's 50, or close to.
I mean, obviously she has a great skin. That middle skin tone is kind of like Rue.
Yeah.
Where the highlights and work really well.
Yeah.
When you're really fair, what's the next highlight? White?
And then also, if you're fair and then working with time, forget about it.
Yeah.
Forget about it.
Roger, I mean, that makeup artistry is absurd and quick.
Quick. Well, she was in freaking Top Model. I always forget about Top Model. Mm-hmm. Working as a makeup artist alongside Tyra Banks.
Wow.
Incredible. I think so I would say the golden, whatever, you know, the number one for makeup for me would be Fame, Raven. Fame, Raven, Roger.
Roger.
Yeah, Roger.
Honorable mention, Michelle is just fucking killing it, dude. Her makeup people.
They are. When I went and visited her during one of the seasons of UK Drag Race, and I got to see the girl do it up close, and it was just like, wow.
Is it a different process than what you do? Do you get interest? Like, do you look in the mirror ever when you're getting makeup on, and do you go like, I wish I knew how to do XYZ? Do you look in the mirror and get frustrated? Do you not like your makeup?
Always.
You know,
always. I always get frustrated. I hardly ever like it.
You know, when they say like, don't paint yourself into a corner, that's what I've done.
Yes.
And I've gone so hard and so heavy for so long that I have no concept of how to scale back. Nor a desire.
Yeah, I was going to say, what would that even look like?
I don't know.
I would say, I think you're really kind of like, you have the ticket there because you know you just have this mask. This like,
I know.
This volleyball mask.
Wilson. I look like Wilson. The red paint.
You do, but it's very refined. I'm just, you know, old.
I did look horrible on season 7. Horrible.
At times, yeah.
There's a few episodes where I was like, my ugly runway, ironically, my makeup was gorgeous. But it's pretty bad a lot of the time.
Like melted fat-free butter. You know,
Yeah, it's tough.
Sometimes, yeah. But I had no lips and no eyelash.
Did you not wear lip liner ever? Did you just put on lipstick? No lip liner?
Claudel.
Did you follow your real lip line?
Yes.
Why?
Because I didn't know any better.
No one ever told you?
No one ever told me nothing. No one ever told me.
How did
me
you
nothing.
Learn to overdraw your lips?
By just by observing other people do it, I think. I don't know. Honestly, I don't know.
Well, do you remember Pearl doing that no lip liner, just one matte lipstick?
It was a wet stamp, a wet circle around your mouth. I was like, interesting. I was like, so it was like Kool-Aid. It was giving Kool-Aid mustache.
Yeah.
You know, that was the whole, that I don't get. But, you know.
So you hate her?
I hate her guts. I hate her. I hope she dies.
Everyone dies.
Let's see. So, okay. So fashion.
Fashion.
Do you like running the run, walking the runway on Drag Race? Do you do?
Love it. I feel plugged in. I feel alive. And I actually think I'm a really good runway walker.
Okay.
And everyone can fight me on that.
What do you think is this, why do you think that you're a good runway walker? What is your strength? What's your
There's
secret?
There's a bounce and I believe it. Okay. I have no shred, even if I look like shit.
Okay, you sell
I
it.
Don't
You're
know that.
Selling it.
If I look like shit, that has nothing to do with me. I think I look great. So like the fact that I might look like crap, that has nothing to
That's
do with me.
That's not my problem.
I'm feeling it.
Okay.
And I get excited. I don't ever pull anything out on that runway that I don't like.
Right.
So even when the judges didn't like it, I was like, I love it.
Okay, yeah, tomato.
Yeah, and I like movement. I like rolling my hips. Yeah. I like not moving my face and just like painted on unmovable skin.
Yeah.
I like walking the runway. I like it.
Okay. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Do you like it?
I do. I just wish it weren't so darn slippery.
You could do the theater school thing where you pour Coca-Cola on the floor and then you step in it and then it makes the bottom of your heels sticky. We did it with our tap shoes.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever score the sole of the shoe with a scissor?
Yeah. No.
No.
Brandon told me not to because Brandon said, you're going to be on, when you do daytime TV and you sit on a couch and you cross your legs, the bottom of your shoes has to be pristine or you're going to jail.
That's true.
Brandon says if I ever do like that kind of TV, he's going to paint the bottom of the shoes that day.
Well, good. Because all you've got in your future is daytime TV. And that's
days
it.
Days of our lives.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you just got like hooked onto a soap and work that angle until the rest of your life. I mean, that would be incredible. That would be wild.
It'd be the closest thing we could ever get you to soap, period. Would be me getting on a soap. I saw when you said soap, your eye twitched a little bit.
Clean. No, don't do it.
Do you feel hot, sexy, and beautiful and fly when you're on the runway?
I do.
Good.
I like it. I like it. And most of the time, I feel like what I'm not a mugger on the runway, I don't think. I love just modeling. I love just modeling, just going straight for it, just playing it straight, just being a model.
I believe that you think that.
But I don't need to do the whole like.
Oh, it is kind of TikTok, you know, dance
bloop,
now.
Bloop, bloop, bloop. Yeah, like here, right, or in the point. All of the little gestures and the little things.
I'm walking over here.
Mama, we already know that. And also, the one thing that is the biggest pet peeve of mine as a viewer of the show is, Mama, don't explain what you're wearing by saying what it is. Tell us why you're wearing it. Do you know what I mean? Like the whole like, here I am. I'm fierce in this red sexy dress. And gosh, don't I look fucking fierce in this red dress. This dress is so red and so sexy and so fierce. You can't handle it. It's like...
You did this... You described your runway looks in a way that I don't think anybody else has ever done.
It's like... It was like my favorite part of the whole interview. Tell us about the look. Make up a story. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know?
But no one ever tried to do what you did.
Hmm.
And no one wanted to. How do you feel that you did something that no one ever else wanted to do again?
Well, you know, trailblazer.
I like walking the runway.
I do. Yeah. It's one of the few times like in that whole area that's like, you're in charge and you don't have to worry about nothing.
It's the main event.
Yeah.
And it's about, and it's a precursor to the worst part, which is standing.
Standing still.
For and hours.
And, oh my God. Yeah. That's the only thing I don't like about the lip syncs, because the lip syncs all happen at the end of the day after standing up all day,
mm-hmm.
when the makeup is not fresh, when the body is tired, you know, that's like, that's tough. That's tough.
It sucks.
It doesn't necessarily yield the best performance.
Yeah.
You know.
I remember at the end of All Stars, we did Kitty Girl in the morning and then the runways all day. And then at the end of the day, it was like 9 p.m. and I was getting ready for Wrecking Ball lip sync for the top two.
Are you serious?
Yes. Well, all in day. I was in drag at least 12, about 14 hours with a corset on. And I remember standing, leaning on a wall with a corset on going, you never have to do this again. You never have to do this again.
Yeah.
Because it's so
horrible. That's too much. That's too much. And your face, like, I mean, my face would have been like, whodunit?
I've reached the age where now, like, no matter how much I will it, marathon drag, my face eats makeup now.
Yep. Yep.
The texture, the open pores, the sagging, the oils.
Yeah.
Eating, Pac-Man, eating.
Yes. Yeah. It is rotten. And no amount of good lighting and no amount of aircon you can't fight old man winter. He's coming. You know what I mean? It's like, it's a math equation at that point. It's like, well,
it's a physiological issue.
Yes. It's a geological dilemma because the texture.
Tectonic plates shifting.
Oh God, the texture. When you just do this in drag and you're supposed to be a woman and you do this and it's fucking Tim Allen.
That's never happened to me.
It's Tim Allen from what's it?
How many
time?
Hours do you got until you're getting sandpaper? Are you serious?
Four. Yeah. Which makes, if you think about the amount of times I've hooked up in drag, think that puts a very Hitchcockian a spin on it. Do you know what I mean? It's like Jumanji or whatever. Not Jumanji.
Yeah, it's like, exactly like Jumanji.
It's like, I feel like Indiana Jones with the giant boulder behind me.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the spooky boulder.
Yeah.
I'm about to get spooked and that's,
Yeah.
It's horrible. It's just it's a waiting game and it just 4 good solid hours of smooth and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's fucking it. Yeah.
Gun to your head. Mm. You have to sit and binge a whole season. Which one's your fave to watch?
I'm going to go with season 4. Or season 3.
Yeah. With Roger.
Roger.
Vanilla.
I'm going to go with season 3 only because those challenges, crazy.
Crazy.
Crazy, crazy,
like
crazy.
The money ball and stuff?
Yes.
Crazy.
And unthinkable. Unthinkable. And characters, wild characters. Yeah. Uh-huh. Talent. What about you?
I would say that 5 is pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Alaska, Jinx,
Roxy,
Alyssa,
yeah, Fox, Coco.
I mean, it's off the fucking rails.
It's crazy. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
And then I actually thought 8 was really good.
You get
Bob, you get Kim, you get Chi-Chi, you get Betty, you get Thorgy.
Oh, that's right.
It's got a good one. Yeah. 8.
Boo-boo outfits.
Yeah.
Oh, but no, but the girls served Naomi and Kim and Thorgy and what's her face.
And actually quite liked 13. Got Mick Simone.
Yeah.
Candy. LaLaurie. I mean, it's so many good ones.
LaLaurie.
The bag ball.
The bag ball was in. That was amazing.
It's
it was amazing.
Shangela let out a sigh of relief when that came down the runway. She was like, I'm off the hook.
I know. I mean, it was wild. I remember watching that. Like it was, I watched it with a group of friends, but there were probably like 15 of us at the most, and maybe like 10 to 15 of us every week. And it was like truly men yelling at the TV about sports.
Yeah.
It was screaming. I screamed.
We had Violet on the pit stop and she certainly, we gave the nice edit of what Violet said about that look.
I know.
If you can imagine. Do you see the video of Violet falling through the table?
No, you have to show me when we're, you got to show me.
I'm showing you now.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's
guess
a good
who
way
sent
to.
It to me.
Who?
Guess who's the drag queen who just has a phone full of.
Kim?
Of course. Of course.
So we're going to end this lovely Drag Race recap episode with a video of.
I'm just going to do this so everybody can be a part
of this. That is incredible.
Everybody can be a part of this. Yeah, push play.
There you go.
I mean, if Violet's beautiful little fragile self did that,
what
I would have taken
material?
The building down.
What is that material? I thought that looked like marble.
Oh,
it was not marble.
It was not. Someone lied to her several times. Look at the material.
It looks like that was foam core. That was foam core. Well,
someone set her up.
Yeah. I mean, she's not petite. She's thin.
Is she healing okay? I actually haven't. I'm assuming her wrist is okay. Violet fell off her
Humpty Dumpty fell off the lyra. Yes. Yeah, she did. But it was fine. I think it wasn't a major, like, it was
tough.
I know.
That's part of what makes that so compelling, though, is like,
no
oh my
kidding.
God, she could die. Oh my God, she could die.
That thing goes way up there, and she's got no wire, and it's very nerve-wracking.
Corseted in a wig, and she performs like, and if I die, and what?
And what? I just hope that if she does fall, I mean, I think the thing is, like, you want to really go. you want to, when you fall.
I'm okay to go.
Yeah. When you fall, you want that neck to snap.
Well, I want, that's where that table comes in. Because if she falls, she breaks the fall on that foam core table. She lives.
Oh, yeah.
And then she does an ad for them. Sniffies.
Yeah, CBT. Sniffies. This episode brought to you by Sniffies.
Can you sniffy with the Sniffies cooking? If you guys like us talking about this, let us know your favorite moments. Because you know what? We are not the most educated, to be honest. If I'm not doing Pit Stop, I don't have cable.
Yeah, you're not watching.
I don't get the episodes all the time. So. Yeah.
Sorry. So let us know, what are your favorite moments from Drag Race? What are your favorite outfits? What are your favorite makeup looks? What are your favorite divas, dolls?
Bye. Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.